Chapter 5. After this, the chiefs of the ancestral houses, according to their tribes, were chosen to return, along with their women and sons and daughters, and their male and female slaves and their livestock. And Darius sent with them 1,000 cavalry to take them back to Jerusalem in safety, with the music of drums and flutes. All their brethren were playing instruments, and he ordered them to go up with them. These are the names of the men who went up, according to their ancestral houses in the tribes, over their groups. The priests, the sons of Phinehas, the sons of Aaron, were Yeshua, the son of Jozadak, the son of Seraiah, and Joachim, the son of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, of the house of David, of the lineage of Perez, of the tribe of Judah, who spoke wise words before King Darius of the Persians, in the second year of his reign, in the month of Nisan, the first month. These are the Judeans who returned from their sojourn in exile, whom King Nebuchadnezzar of Babel had carried away to Babel, and who returned to Jerusalem and the rest of Judah, each to his own town. They came with Zerubbabel and Yeshua, Nehemiah, Seraiah, Rasiah, Nehemani, Mordecai, Bilshan, Asphareth, Reliah, Rehum, and Baana, their leaders. The number of those of the nation and their leaders, the sons of Parash, 2,172. The sons of Sephatiah, 472. The sons of Arah, 756. The sons of Pahath Moab, of the sons of Yeshua and Joab, 2,812. The sons of Elam, 1,254. The sons of Zattu, 945. The sons of Korbi, 705. The sons of Bani, 648. The sons of Bebai, 623. The sons of Azgad, 1,322. The sons of Adonikam, 667. The sons of Bigvai, 2,066. The sons of Aden, 454. The sons of Ater, namely of Hezekiah, 92. The sons of Kelion and Azitaz, 67. The sons of Azaru, 432. The sons of Aniah, 101. The sons of Aram, the sons of Bezai, 323. The sons of Harsiphereth, 112. The sons of Beatar, 3,005. The sons of Bethlehem, 123. The men of Netopha, 55. The men of Anatoth, 158. The men of Beth-Azmaveth, 42. The men of Kiriath-Jearim, 25. The men of Kephira in Beeroth, 743. The Kadiasans in Amadeans, 422. The men of Ramah in Geba, 621. The men of Michmash, 122. The men of Bethel and Ai, 223. The men of Nebo, 52. The sons of Magbish, 156. The sons of another Elam, 1,254. The sons of Haram, 320. The sons of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 725. the sons of Jericho, 245. The sons of Sinea, 3,301. The priests. The sons of Yedaya, of the house of Yeshua, of the sons of Sennacib, 972. The sons of Immer, 1,052. The sons of Pasher, 1,247. The sons of Harim, 1,017. The Levites. The sons of Yeshua, in Kadmiel, in Binui, in Hodaviah, 74. The temple singers. The sons of Asaph, 128. The gatekeepers. The sons of Shallum, the sons of Ater, the sons of Talmon, the sons of Akkub, the sons of Hattita, the sons of Shobai, 139 in all. The temple servants. The sons of Esau, the sons of Hashufa, the sons of Tabaoth, the sons of Kuros, the sons of Siaha, the sons of Padan, the sons of Labana, the sons of Hegaba, the sons of Akkub, the sons of Uthai, the sons of Ketab, the sons of Hagab, the sons of Shamlai, the sons of Hanan, the sons of Kua, the sons of Gehar, the sons of Jairus, the sons of Dizan, the sons of Nekoada, the sons of Kizib, the sons of Gazira, the sons of Uzza, the sons of Phinoi, the sons of Hasra, the sons of Besai, the sons of Asna, the sons of Meunim, the sons of Nephusim, the sons of Bakbuk, the sons of Hakufa, the sons of Harher, the sons of Pharakim, the sons of Baluth, the sons of Mahida, the sons of Koutha, the sons of Haria, the sons of Barkis, the sons of Sisera, the sons of Tima, the sons of Neziah, the sons of Hatipha. The sons of Solomon's servants. The sons of Sotai, the sons of Hassophereth, the sons of Piruda, the sons of Yeula, the sons of Darkon, the sons of Giddel, the sons of Shephatiah, the sons of Hegia, the sons of Pachareth Hazabaim, the sons of Serothai, the sons of Messiah, the sons of Gas, the sons of Addis, the sons of Subis, the sons of Ephura, the sons of Beirotis, the sons of Shaphat, the sons of Alon. All the temple servants and the sons of Solomon's servants were 372. The following are those who returned from Telmila and Telharsha, under the leadership of Keruthelan and Aller. But they were unable to trace their ancestral houses or lineage in Israel. The sons of Deleah, son of Tobiah, and the sons of Nekoda, 652. Of the priests, the following had assumed the priesthood, but whose registration could not be found. The sons of Habeah, the sons of Hakkaz, and the sons of Yadis, who had married Agia, one of the daughters of Barzillai, and was called by his name. When a search was made in the register and the genealogy of these men was not found, they were excluded from serving as priests. And Nehemiah and the governor told them not to share in the holy things until a high priest should appear wearing Urim and Thummim. All those of Israel, 12 or more years of age, besides male and female servants, were 42,360. Their male and female servants were 7,337. There were 245 musicians and singers. There were 435 camels and 7,036 horses, 245 mules, and 5,525 donkeys. When some of the family chiefs came to the temple of God that is in Jerusalem, they vowed that, to the best of their ability, they would erect the house on its former site, and that they would contribute the following to the sacred treasury for the work: 1,000 minas of gold, 5,000 minas of silver, and 100 priests' vestments. The priests and the Levites and some of the people settled in Jerusalem and its vicinity. And the temple singers, the gatekeepers, and all Israel settled in their towns. When the seventh month came, the Israelites were all in their own homes. They assembled as one man in the plaza before the first gate facing the east. Then Yeshua, son of Jozadak, with his fellow priests, and Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, with his brethren, took their places and prepared the altar of the God of Israel to offer holocausts upon it, as prescribed in the book of Moses, the man of God. And some of the peoples of the land united with them in erecting the altar in its site. Even though they were at enmity with them, all the peoples of the land supported them. And they offered sacrifices at the proper times and holocausts to the Lord, morning and evening. They kept the festival of booths, as it is commanded in the law, and offered the proper sacrifices every day, and thereafter the regular offerings, and the sacrifices on Sabbaths and at new moons and at all the consecrated festivals. And all who had made any vow to God began to offer sacrifices to God from the new moon of the seventh month, though the temple of God was not yet built. They contributed money to the masons and the carpenters, and food and drink and oil to the Sidonians and the Tyrians, for bringing cedar logs from Lebanon to be conveyed in rafts to the harbor of Joppa, according to the decree that they had in writing from Cyrus, king of the Persians. In the second month, during the second year after their arrival at the temple of God in Jerusalem, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Yeshua, son of Jozadak, together with their kindred and the Levitical priests and all who had come back to Jerusalem from exile, began to lay the foundation of the temple of God on the new moon of the second month in the second year after their arrival in Judah and Jerusalem. They appointed the Levites, who were 20 or more years of age, to have charge of the work of the Lord. And Yeshua arose, together with his sons and brethren, and his brother Kadmiel, and the sons of Yeshua Emmadabin, and the sons of Judah, son of Eliadin, with his sons and brethren, all the Levites, pressing forward the work of the house of God with a single purpose. So the builders built the house of the Lord, and the priests stood, arrayed in their vestments, with musical instruments and trumpets, in conjunction with the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals, praising the Lord and blessing him, according to the directions of King David of Israel. And they sang aloud, praising the Lord in songs of thanksgiving.
For his goodness and his glory are forever upon all Israel.
And all the people sounded trumpets and raised a mighty shout, singing to the Lord for the erection of the house of the Lord. Some of the Levitical priests and chiefs of ancestral houses, old men who had seen the former house, came to the building of this one with weeping and great lamentation, while many came with trumpets and a joyful noise, so that the people were unable to hear the trumpets because of the weeping of the people. For the multitude sounded the trumpets so loudly that the sound was heard from afar. And when the enemies of the tribe of Judah and Benjamin heard it, they came to find out what the sound of the trumpets meant. And they learned that the returned exiles were building the temple for the Lord God of Israel. So they approached Zerubbabel and Yeshua and the chiefs of the ancestral houses and said to them,
"Let us build with you, for we obey your Lord just as you do. And we have been sacrificing to him ever since the days of King Esarhaddon of the Assyrians, who brought us here."
But Zerubbabel and Yeshua and the chiefs of the ancestral houses in Israel said to them,
"You may not share in building the house for the Lord our God, for we alone will build it for the Lord of Israel, just as Cyrus, the king of the Persians, has commanded us."
But the peoples of the land pressed hard upon those in Judah, cut off their supplies, and hindered their building. And by schemes and demagoguery and uprisings, they prevented the completion of the building as long as King Cyrus lived. They were kept from building it for 2 years, until the reign of Darius.